Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. Thanks again to Kenton DeYoung, who joined me. He's the creator of the Regina Cemetery Tours. He actually wrapped up his season last night, the last cemetery tour. Kind of spooky. And I mean, he's not doing it to be spooky. As you heard him say, he's really doing it to pay tribute to the people and the stories that have made up the past of the city of Regina, and some of them not the best stories, obviously. The Regina Cyclone, the Forced Entry, the break and enter into the dark mausoleum back in 1988. These stories he tells as part of this tour, and it really speaks, I think, to the greater question, do you believe in the paranormal, the supernatural? Do you have an experience with spirits or ghosts? Or, you know, I think it sometimes can be just something as easy as just saying, I can't explain what just happened. There's no logical explanation for this. I noticed a text from Dave who said, I'll tell you this, I used to live in Dundonald Village. I was putting my girls to bed one night and the light switch turned off for no reason. Nobody was around the light. Nobody was there. I turned off. It was in the off position. Dave. Now, some people will say, well, it must have been in the middle and it just eventually flipped off. Others would say, okay, something different, something weird going on. I'm curious to hear your stories. Many have stories, and I'm curious to hear them. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to start with Catherine in Saskatoon. Catherine, thanks for calling in. Have you got a story for me?
Yeah, I really do.
Let's hear it.
I don't know how to explain it. My friend in PA, when it was like, say, early 90s, was renting a house. The lady that had previously owned it had died in the house. She was around all the time, like to the point where the kids were like talking about grandma.
So what do you mean around, Catherine? Like, can you give me some examples?
The kids would wake up and they would say, oh, you know, make her stop watching me. Or they would say, you know, grandma is sitting outside and she doesn't want us to play outside. And then there would be like a bad storm or something. She was very protective of the kids. And one night we went out and we had just gotten to the establishment, sat down. My friend turned dead white and she's like, we have to go. We have to go home. Something's wrong with the kids. And we went home. And just as we were pulling into the driveway, we could hear yelling. We could hear screaming, crying. And one of her kids had fallen out of the top bunk bed. And the babysitter was, like, just coming into the bedroom. And he had actually badly hurt himself.
Wow. And so this was just, it was a feeling she had, but you feel that this spirit was somehow involved.
Oh, she's like, Grandma said, I got to go home.
That is, and is the house still there today?
As far as I know, yes.
Wow. That's fascinating. And I'm sure the family, they still talk about this.
Oh, all the time, yeah. You know, and the kids are now like, gosh, they're not kids. They're in their 30s. But, you know, they still talk about how grandma looked after them.
Wow. It's fascinating. I mean, it's stories like that that make you wonder, like, what's the explanation for this? And there's lots of stories like this. In fact, I've got a few people calling in. The phone line's starting to light up. Have you got a ghost story? Have you got something that has happened that you just can't explain? And maybe you've chalked it up to paranormal? 1-877-332-8255. Text lines are open. So are the phone lines. We'll take a break, but we'll do this right up until 12 o'clock today. Welcome your stories here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. And thanks, by the way, Phone lines are jammed. So thank you to those that have called in. Don't go away, Monica, Les, Harold. I'm going to get to you in just a second. We are talking about your experiences, your stories that maybe deal with the paranormal, the supernatural, the unexplained experiences, ghost stories, if you will. Do you have any? Have you had encounters? Have you had things happen that you just can't explain? We kind of started on this topic with Kenton DeYoung, who joined us at 11 o'clock, creator of Regina Cemetery Tours, and some of the stories that he tells there. And it's led into this conversation about ghost stories on this, the week leading up to Halloween. It made me think of the TV show. You remember the TV show with the group from Past? So Past, this is the Saskatchewan Paranormal and Supernatural Team. They had a group of investigators that would basically go out and investigate, whether it be haunted houses or locations in the province. One of the lead investigators for that crew, a fellow by the name of Corey Nagy, and we've caught up with Corey by phone today. Corey, thanks so much for taking my call.
No, thanks for having me on.
So you used to do this work. Are you still doing this work, or where are things at with the group called Past?
Currently, we are in a research-type mode, so we're not doing any active investigations at this time, but we are still an active group.
So we're talking about the supernatural, the paranormal. People are calling in with stories, unexplained stories. Is that the basis of how you would get your work with your group?
About 80% of the time, yes. Yeah, we would get a phone call, something's happening in somebody's home, they have no explanation for it. We usually come out, we do a preliminary interview just to see what's happening. And from there, that's when we decide if we're going to come in and do a full investigation and help wherever we can.
So give me an example. If the phone rang and someone had something to report, what is the type of thing people would report to you that happened in their home that would cause you to then go out and do this investigation?
They would experience a lot of like mysterious noises, things being moved in the house, strange, eerie feelings of being watched. Everybody gets that though from time to time. But a lot of it's like the explanation of they just don't feel alone and mm-hmm. they don't feel safe. So they want us to come in and figure out what is going on.
So do you have special training, special tools and equipment for this work, Corey?
We do have special equipment that we do use. Yeah, it'll detect like electromagnetic fields, static fields, even using technology that they've used from the Israeli missile defense systems for like the Kinect cameras mm-hmm. to detect objects and it actually detects people that aren't there. So we'll actually see a stick figure. We caught a few of those at the old Sears clearance building.
Really? So yeah. Before I let you go, like give me a story or two of findings of investigative work that led you to something that you would consider a successful investigation.
Oh, I've got a couple. Yes. Fort Qu'Appel, actually the town of Qu'Appel, sorry, not Fort Qu'Appel, but Qu'Appel. We went out there to investigate the old town hall / fire hall / opera house. And while we were there, we do our basic walkthrough just to get the lay of the land and know the building and just collect any kind of footage so we know where everything is when we start our investigation. So if anything does move, we have it on camera. Well, while we were in the building, we decided we walked through the main floor first. And like usual, it's like day-to-day business, very clean, very upkept building, very nice. We went upstairs to the second floor where there was one of the original three opera houses here in Saskatchewan. And just as we get to the top floor, we hear a giggle come from behind the doors where the auditorium is, where the opera house is. So we kind of rush to get in there to see what's going on. And two investigators take a long hallway to get to the back of the stage. So we split up at this point in time. So there's two of us at the auditorium doors. Two of us are going around to the backside. And we walk in, and there was nothing in there. Nobody was around. But as we're walking through, we're approaching the stage. It is pitch black in there. And we're starting to walk on something. And it's crunching. And we're like, what is going on here? And we're looking down, and we see like this substance, we're thinking it could be insulation or it could be something. One of my investigators turns on her flashlight, and we are actually ankle deep in flies.
But flies?
6 inches deep, flies. Yeah, 6 inches deep all the way across the auditorium from 30 feet out from the stage. And it was a perfect line of flies right at that 30-foot mark. So we tried to do some trigger events just to try and see if we can't get some kind of reaction from anything in the room. One of our investigators, Allison, she's a wonderful singer. She decided to sing some opera. So as she proceeded through that, we didn't hear it, but we caught some clapping on one of our EVP recorders when she was done her song. And we went out, back out to the trailer, just to dump evidence and see what else we've captured. And the night was pretty quiet up until we decided to go downstairs into the basement of the town hall. In the basement, it's your basic basement. You got your storage areas, you got your mechanical rooms and whatnot. But in the far back corner was the original prison for the town. They also used this building for the Battle of Batoche, staging grounds for anything like that. They kept some pretty bad dudes in this prison. And it was decided by one of the team members that I should do a solo in one of the prison cells downstairs.
Lucky you, Corey.
Lucky me, yeah, lucky me. Okay, it was me that decided it. Okay. So as I'm sitting down there, it's mandatory for one investigator to escort in the other just to make sure everything's safe. The other investigator will leave and leave us alone. And I was in there for about an hour. And during this time, I heard loud footsteps, like someone walking around in hard-soled boots. And I was like, hey, come on down. Come visit me. I want to talk to you. And it went quiet. So I'm like, okay. So I gave it 5-10 minutes. And I said, hey, if there's anybody here, I'm downstairs. Come see me. And then again, I heard the loud thuds coming towards me. So I was like, okay, well, that sounds too human. So as I left my cell, I was just walking out to, there outside of the cell, there's like a little holding area. I was just leaving that holding area, and the cell door slammed shut on me. I'm like, well, I'm glad I wasn't in there. Yeah. Glad I wasn't in there, because I'd be here all night.
Oh, my gosh. So, this is, yeah.
Yeah, went back outside to the trailer, asked who was in the building, because I heard someone walk around. They're like, nobody. Everybody's been here. We're all on camera. So nobody was in the building at this time.
Wow.
So it actually gets worse from there because the whole night went quiet after that. And it continued on, and whatever this entity was at Capel Town Hall followed myself and another investigator home.
This is spooky stuff, Corey.
Yeah, and it took us quite some time to alleviate ourselves from the spirit.
Wow. That is quite the story. I need to move on, Corey, just because I've got a number of people lined up on the call. But I knew Frank said, we got to get a hold of Corey Nagy. He's a lead investigator for this paranormal and supernatural team. I knew it would be a great conversation. So we'll have to have you back when we've got more time, Corey. But thanks for giving us some time today.
Anytime.
Yeah, great to have you on the program. Okay, I'm going to grab one more quick call before we take our break. I got Monica in Saskatoon. You've got a story for us, Monica. Let's hear it.
Okay. I used to work at a bar in Port Alberni on Vancouver Island. It was called the Snowmass.
Okay.
We had dancers come in every night. And so I'd have like a lull from 7 to 9 because we would have no entertainment. And usually between 7 and 9, I'd have weird things happen. We used to have a smoke room in the bar, and it was all concrete flooring, and sometimes you'd hear the chair drag across the floor, and it would be at a different table, and sometimes the music would, get cranked or turned down or turn off, or a song would skip, and then where we used to put our empty bottles, it used to be a metal rack with just the empty cases, and we'd put our bottles in there. On a few occasions, that started shaking really bad. and lights would go on and off.
Did it ever occur to you, maybe I don't want to work here anymore?
Yeah, but I made really good tips. So,
you overlooked this unexplained activity for the tips.
No, but so then I started, like, because some of it I just brushed off that I'm being, like, paranoid because it's like we're in the basement and it's dark and there's no windows and I'm just freaking myself out. So then I started asking around the patrons, and apparently there was a girl that used to come and dance there, and she was murdered in the hotel room up above. And she was murdered. The guy who murdered her killed her with a metal chair, like bludgeoned her with a chair.
Wow.
And yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, that might explain a few things. But yeah, that was at in Port Alberni at the Stillmass Hotel.
Did you ever get comfortable in there, like knowing the story, which clearly to you explained potentially why these things were happening, but did it still not freak you out a little bit?
It freaked me out, but like I said, the tips were so good. I was just like, I don't care. I'm not a bad person.
Well,
I'm not here to harm anybody. But I do know on one day, I had all of my dancers come downstairs, like the girls that used to dance, and they're like, there is some weird stuff going on up in the room. And then we found out, oh, well, this is her anniversary day.
Jeepers.
That she had been killed.
Wow.
And these dancers come in from out of province, too, and they don't know the story. And we're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, none of them wanted to stay in the hotel. And
No doubt. Monica, that is a story. That's for sure. I appreciate you sharing it. Thanks for calling, and I'm going to grab one more quick call. Les is on the road. Les, you've got a ghost story for me?
Well, it's a story about lights, actually.
Okay, let's hear it.
So we live out of Saskatchewan Beach, and around our flower garden, we have planted trees and bushes and rose bushes, and my father-in-law, some of his ashes are beneath the tree. My mother-in-law, some of her ashes are beneath the rosebush. And my mom, some of her ashes are under another rosebush. So around this flower garden, we have this set of lights that we turn on. And it's also hooked up to a bird bath.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, we can switch it on and off from inside the house. All of a sudden, these lights would come on. And it would happen 5 or 6 times a year. At random times, and every time that happens, my wife says, oh, my mom wants to talk to me.
So you wouldn't turn them on? Nobody was in the house near the switch?
Well, you're correct. We did not turn them on. And it's happened, I don't know, like I say, 5 or 6 times a year.
Really? And you take it as a sign, obviously.
Yeah, we take it as a sign as our parents are okay and they want to talk to us.
Wow. Wow. So how recently was the last time this happened?
Last week.
My goodness. Les, thanks for sharing your story. I mean, those are the types of things, and there's lots of these stories. I noticed the number of people on the text line as well. Lots of these stories where it could be something simple, like a light coming on, a sound of a chair, the sound of footsteps, but there's nobody there. And if you've got an explanation for it, like Les, his family has their explanation as to who it is and why they're sending a sign. It's the ones where you don't have the explanation where I think it causes people some concern, which stands to reason. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. I know there's still people waiting to chat and tell us their stories. More on your thoughts, your stories on the supernatural, the paranormal, your ghost experiences here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Boy, I'll tell you, it's fascinating when you hear people telling stories of their encounters, whether it be with an unexplained activity that happened in their home. I got a text from Dwight in Saskatoon with a set of footprints unexplainable beside his garage from 2014. So they're footprints in the snow. They are bare feet. footprints because you can see the foot and the toe prints in the snow. But there's no one, like there's no steps leading up to them. There's no steps leading away from them. They're far enough away from anything. Someone couldn't have just jumped there and jumped back. He gives me about three different pictures, vantage points of these prints. The weirdest thing. Like if you see this in your backyard, you're going, how is this even possible? Unexplained. 1-877-332-8255. Apparently the custodians, I've actually had two people text in saying that people at Nutana Collegiate in Saskatoon have seen a young woman in an old style dress standing in the stairs watching, whether it's the custodians working or people that are in the building. There's been a couple of sightings of that. And then various different texts from people feeling spirits in their home. Bev said she was lying in bed one night, was awake, heard footsteps, assumed it was her husband. Someone sat on the edge of the bed. She turned and looked, and there was no one there. These are all tough things to explain. Thank you very much for sharing your stories. Thank you for calling in, and thanks for shooting us the texts on paranormal and supernatural experiences that you've had as we get closer to Halloween happening on Friday. Well, just to recap the announcement that was made this morning, 2027, we find out the Grey Cup will be hosted back here in Saskatchewan at Mosaic Stadium, November the 7th. So a little bit earlier than normal, our own Britton Gray was down there for the announcement. No doubt that will be part of the conversation happening on the Green Zone this afternoon, which, by the way, don't forget the Green Zone is happening live on location, a Green Zone watch party at Boston Pizza Starlight Drive for Blue Jays Game 3. So lots to talk about on the Green Zone, which is now the Blue Zone for this drive for the Blue Jays, including the latest news that the Grey Cup is returning to Saskatchewan in 2027. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.